Hello, and welcome to Acorn News Update, the program that brings you the very latest news on Acorn software and applications, tips on how to get the very best out of your system, and information on the Acorn computer everyone's talking about, the new A5000. We'll be speaking to Sam Greenhill, games editor of BBC Acorn User magazine. And on the subject of games, I'll have a few words to say about lemmings. Do you suffer from lost modules from your system's resource directory when you load an application? If you do, David Bell, Acorn's technical support manager, has the answer. He's also got sound advice on getting the best out of your system, with information on the configure program, tips on dot matrix resolution, and a way of altering the sensitivity of your mouse. And what of the Acorn computer everyone's talking about? Well, Bob Coates, Acorn's General Manager of Business Developments, gives us an insight into the extraordinary powers of the A5000 and the Learning Curve software package, a combination that has literally taken the computer market by storm. And finally, we'll be inviting you to get the best of all possible Acorn worlds with an exclusive offer of some exciting software. Some so new, you could even be the first to get it. All you have to do is get a friend or colleague interested in buying an Acorn system and pass this cassette on to them. We'll do the rest. But more of that later. For those of you who are already Acorn users, you'll know that one of the joys of the Acorn range is flexibility and the fact the systems are designed with the whole family in mind. Not only do they accommodate word processing, desktop publishing, educational and business packages, they also offer the very best in games. We spoke to Sam Greenhill, games editor of BBC Acorn User magazine, on some of the games available, and asked him where the games world was headed. One of those he mentioned was Chocks Away, a Tiger Moth flight game from Fourth Dimension, which is a shooting game, but with a difference.
One of the nice things I like is that it's two-player, or can be two-player, and you can both play simultaneously on a split screen. So you have half a screen each, and you fly along, and you can either dogfight one another, or you can play together as a team against a common enemy. And that is good fun. I think two-player games are quite enjoyable in that way.
Another game which has had enormous success since its launch last Christmas is Lemmings. But rather than do the usual thing and kill the poor little beasts, in this game the point is to save as many as you can, herding them safely through a catalogue of waiting disasters at which they're all too ready to fling themselves can be very challenging. And Sam Greenhill is convinced the way the player handles the situation says a lot about their personal psychology. He tells me there's even a mushroom icon to make them all spontaneously combust. With the games market more recently, it seems the range on offer for the Acorn user has undergone a rapid expansion. And we asked Sam Greenhill why this was.
Over the past 6 months, 8 months, it's definitely grown quite considerably, quite fast. And that's possibly because of Chrysalis software moving into the market with lots of conversions. They're doing a conversion once a month, and it really is the cream of the other high street software. They're taking the best products, which have received the most awards, and they're converting them across to the Acorn machines. And that's really helping the market a lot.
Of course, buying games is one way of enjoying your Acorn computer. But as David Bell, Acorn's technical support manager, explained, there are other ways of getting more from what you already have. The Configure program on Applications Disk 1 of the Archimedes range is a classic case in point.
This program is designed to be really a snapshot on just some of the more popular things that you can set on your machine to suit your own preferences. Perhaps we can just home in on two or three items that might be of interest to you. You may have forgotten that you can adjust the sensitivity of the mouse. You may be someone like me who frequently has a very restricted desk space and wants to make the pointer move over the screen very rapidly with a small mouse movement. In that case, when running the configuration program, you will find that there are five different settings of the mouse speed, and you might well want to go to setting 4 or 5 so that the mouse only makes a very small movement on the desk for a large movement of the pointer on the screen. Another very useful feature is the ability to change the way that windows are dragged across the screen. If, when you currently use your machine, when you go to move a window, you have a dotted outline of the window move with the mouse pointer, and then the whole window moves when you finally release the mouse button, you may want to try what we call our instant effect drags. What this does is, when moving a window, it gives an instant effect to that movement. In other words, the window moves as you move the mouse pointer. Just try it. You can easily change it if you're not happy, and you're back to where you were. Another area of configuration which you may well want to consider, particularly if you're an active user of desktop publishing packages, is the amount of memory set aside for what we call font size. This is the amount of memory used by the machine for storing characters, and it draws upon the definition of those characters when redisplaying windows when they're moved. The machine will probably have been set up for 24K of font size, which is really quite small, but if you've got a 1 megabyte RAM machine, it may be all that you can actually spare if you're running more than one application. However, if you can spare more, we would suggest you consider moving up to perhaps 128K, and you would semi-permanently change that in the machine by issuing a star configure command for the appropriate size. And if you consult the user guide, it will explain how best to do this.
So, a lot more to be gained there by using the configure program. David Bell's next concern was for dot matrix users.
Where people are using a dot matrix printer with the dot matrix printer driver with Archimedes, and it's something that perhaps wasn't made that clear in the user guide, is that when you click on the printer driver icon in the window which displays the particular type of printer supported, you may not realize that by clicking the mouse within that window, it will change the type of printer and the resolution for that printer that is currently supported. What it gives you, in effect, is a choice of having a very quick copy out of your printer in draft mode, so that you can understand very quickly whether you've got the layout right and so on. You can then choose to reprint that copy in a much higher resolution, which will take longer, but that obviously is what you'll be looking for in the end result. So if you haven't already discovered it, do click on that window and make full use of the range of resolutions supported for your particular printer.
Sensible advice there. Using applications to their full advantage is all well and good, but what happens when you can't find the module version you need to run the application in the first place? David Bell had this question to ask, and you may find it has a ring of familiarity about it.
Have you ever come across the problem, you load an application and it comes up with an error message saying that a particular module version isn't present or can't be found? I'm sure we've all come across this problem more than once. If you're a hard disk user, you should ensure that you have a copy of the system resource directory called system in your hard disk root directory. If you have a floppy disk only machine, you may well want to have a master floppy disk, which you would use at the start of day, which would be equivalent to that system in your hard disk. System will contain a modules directory, and within the modules directory, there will be items of software which will either be pieces of software shared between applications or perhaps updates to modules that Acorn has made available since the purchase of your machine. What Acorn does in talking to its third-party developers is provide the developers, for use with the application products they sell, updated versions of system with updates or new versions of these software modules. In many cases, the developer will provide a little application with this product called SysMerge, and hopefully the title is self-explanatory. It enables you to merge this new system directory you get with an application with the main one that you have in your machine, and will automatically ensure that you have the latest and best of the appropriate pieces of software. If you can try to maintain that system directory in your machine in an up-to-date state, then that should reduce and hopefully even eliminate those occasions when a piece of application software just can't find the right version of what it's looking for.
Well, SysMerge certainly sounds extremely useful. But if you live in an area where you're not close to an Acorn dealer, getting hold of items of application software like SysMerge can prove difficult. Of course, one way to deal with the problem is to look at the mail order adverts in one of the many magazines in the Acorn world. But even then, you can't be guaranteed to find what you want. Acorn have thought about this, and over recent years have published several product directories with the latest update on what is available and from whom. If you want a copy, you can either buy one from your Acorn dealer, or if that's a problem, you can always write to Acorn Customer Services at the Fulbourne Road address, where they'll be only too happy to help you obtain a copy. And now it's time to hear about the A5000 learning curve. Bob Coates, Acorn's General Manager of Business Developments, described what it is that's made this computer such a runaway success.
With the A5000 computer, we seem to have struck a formula that's been immensely popular. We've produced many thousands of machines, and still there's a big backlog in demand. That's created a situation where we're both pleased by the popularity of the machine, but also working hard to increase production, and I'm happy to say that that's happened. But you've got to ask yourself why this machine has been so popular, and what are the benefits of the machine. Well, it is an extremely powerful microcomputer. It performs something like 3.5 times faster than any of the machines that Acorn has already made, and compares very favorably with the top-of-the-range PC computers that you can buy. In fact, there's probably nothing on the market in its price bracket that's anything like as powerful.
But power, of course, needs to be converted into something useful. And this is where the combination of the A5000 hardware and the Learning Curve software package makes the A5000 such an exciting proposition. Bob Coates explained what made Learning Curve such a worthwhile buy.
The Learning Curve package is particularly good value because there's a range of bundled software with the A5000 computer system, including things like a word processor, a desktop publishing system, a multimedia package, and a whole host of other supporting software. Multimedia packages allows you literally to mix different media like drawing, painting, text, music, animation, need I go on, films, the whole list of things can all be put together as part of a presentation. Now that could be a school project for a GCSE examination, it could be a young child's junior school project, it could be a presentation for the office to impress your boss. So that's a multimedia package. And also in the Learning Curve is some software that gives you the ability to run standard PC business packages on the A5000 computer as well. And this way, for example, you could be using Lotus 123, producing a spreadsheet, drawing a graph, and then, importantly, be able to cut out a little piece of that presentation and copy it across into the Acorn world, out of the PC world, and present that in your document running in the native Acorn environment. And that's something you can't do on any other computer.
And now you've heard about the A5000 learning curve, it's time to tell you of that free software offer I mentioned in the introduction. Basically, this is how it works. If you're an existing user, we at Acorn will give you the choice of one of the software packages Eureka, Artworks, Impression 2, or Easy Writer. And I'll be telling you more about each of these in a moment. All you have to do is find a friend or colleague who might be interested in buying an Acorn computer. And it's not just you who'll benefit from the scheme. For the person who purchases an A3000 or A5000 learning curve on your recommendation, Acorn will offer them a finance option of 5% interest, a copy of Elite, the ultimate computer game, plus 6 months free subscription to BBC Acorn User Magazine. So, what do you have to do? Needless to say, telling your friend about your own experiences with Acorn computers is probably the best recommendation you can give. But in addition to your good words, you must also give them this cassette. On the B side is a program we've especially prepared with them in mind. From it, they'll not only hear about the Acorn range, but they'll also be told about the particular benefits of the A3000 and A5000 learning curve systems. We'll also be telling them about the referral scheme, and how they'll not only be making a good deal for themselves, but helping you as well. But before all that, let's hear about the software packages Acorn has exclusively on offer for you as part of the referral scheme. There are four software packages to choose from: Eureka, Artworks, Impression 2, and EasyWriter. The first, Eureka, is a spreadsheet package for the Archimedes system. We got Nick Evans of Longman Logotron, the company who developed Eureka, to tell us about it.
If you can imagine a system whereby, in order to graph your data, you would simply have to drag a highlight over a table of figures, click on a graphing icon, and pull a box on screen, and in that box would appear your graph, then that's the sort of system we're trying to design. That graph could then be transferred directly out as a draw file and dropped into your desktop publisher or into any system which would allow you to create your report. Similarly, everything on screen is object-based. In other words, if you want to make a column wider, you point at it and you drag it and it becomes wider. If you want a particular formula, you don't have to type the formula in yourself. You click on the button that's relevant and a list of formulae will arrive and you select the one you want. Eureka aims to be the definitive, fully functional spreadsheet for the Archimedes system.
Alternatively, if you aren't in need of spreadsheet software, how about a choice between Artworks or Impression 2 from Computer Concepts? Impression 2 is a highly powerful program which many consider to be the best desktop publishing package written for the Archimedes. Combining elements of a desktop system and a word processor, Impression 2 gives you what designers call document processing. This allows you to arrange text and image on a page entirely as you wish. Using scanned images and diagrams, Impression 2 offers the choice to resize everything, including pictures, in order to fit the page precisely. Then, with the aid of the latest hard copy technology, your work can be reproduced as you see it on screen, using dot matrix or laser printers, or even professional typesetting machines. Artworks, on the other hand, concentrates entirely on the visuals and allows you to produce graphics ranging from small illustrations for text right up to full-blown pieces of artwork on any of the Archimedes range. The result of long research, Artworks combines the very best features of other PC art programs, making it easier than ever before to produce the very best graphic work. Of course, the Archimedes system is perfectly suited to graphics programs by virtue of the fact that it's so much faster than any of its PC competitors. And being risk-based, you can do things on the Archimedes that PCs and other systems simply can't match. For example, Artworks is able to utilize the unique feature of the anti-aliasing that you may be familiar with in the Archimedes font manager, and applies this to its draw files. This means that with Artworks, you get smooth, fully formed lines for your on-screen display. A lot of work has also gone into giving Artworks the feel of a painting package, including the facility of a freehand drawing tool and really excellent graduated shading, even in color. From artwork, now to word processing, and the last of our software packages called EasyWriter. We spoke to Mike Glover from Icon Technology, who designed EasyWriter, and discovered that although a highly powerful word processing package, its top design priority was ease of use, hence its name. He then gave some insights into the way the program works.
We've tried to make everything intuitive. For example, there are little icons representing left, center, right, and fill justified text. And you don't have to be a genius to recognize what they mean. All the commands can be found in the pop-up menus. And so, again, that makes it extremely easy to find commands. But one of the things that we haven't forgotten is that people do need to be able to become experts. and that means not having to use the mouse all of the time, and so we've provided a lot of keyboard shortcuts. One of the other things that we have provided that is extremely powerful is the ability to undo mistakes. So if, for example, you've backspaced some text out and you wish you hadn't, you press a single key and it will put it back. You can even change the page format from portrait to landscape, and when the document comes back, if you don't like it, just press undo. Icon Technology are members of a group called the European Desktop Publishing Group, and as such, one of our other design goals is to make our software what I call Euro-friendly. And that means that we have the capability of spell checking in almost all the European languages. And one of the things that we let you do is, in the same way that you could, in a conventional word processor, say to a word, you are italic or you are bold, in EasyWriter you could also say, and you are German. But spell checking and hyphenation isn't enough to be completely Euro-friendly. You also need to take into account units of measurement, and EasyWriter can handle inches, metric, and even some units that the French use called didos and ciceros.
And EasyWriter not only offers great potential, but has been specifically designed with the existing Acorn user in mind. It can, for example, read a variety of file forms, such as First Word Plus, and so ensures that in converting to EasyWriter, you won't have to lose any existing documents on other software. So, those are the software packages from which you can take your choice if you successfully refer an A3000 or 5000 purchaser to us. Full details of the offer can be found on the cassette inlay card. But don't forget to fill in your name and address along with your choice of software before passing the cassette on. And there we end this side. I do hope you've enjoyed Acorn News Update and that you'll take the chance to pass the cassette on to a friend or colleague very soon. But before you do, please queue up the cassette ready to play side two. So, on behalf of Acorn Computers, thank you for joining me. Goodbye.